This is the Sports Psychology Podcast with Michael Seely, Tour de France, Stage 15, Sunday, July 17th, 202-kilometer stage from Rodez to Carcassonne, France. 100-degree heat today, just like the last couple of days. Rolling hills today, no major climbs. There is a decent climb with about 50 kilometers to go, which was expected to break things up. Before I get started, I want to talk about some sort of team drama that went on. Starting yesterday, Pogacar actually approached the Ineos team, specifically Geraint Thomas, and proposed a team alliance of sorts, unofficially, kind of working together against Jumbo-Visma. Now, this isn't unheard of in the Tour de France. It's common in cycling, but not so common. Typically, on these big teams, they're pretty siloed, and they don't generally work together. So I thought that was kind of curious. And Pogacar was insinuating, basically, that Jumbo-Visma is looking weaker and approached Geraint Thomas, who is sitting third place overall in the Tour at 2:43. It's like, hey, we kind of be in our best interest to really work against Jumbo-Visma because we're sitting second and third. So it makes sense that he would do that. Now, Jumbo-Visma is looking even weaker. And here's something really curious. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes on the team, but I think there might be something going on. Primoz Roglic, who got injured on stage five, injured his shoulder, decided not to start today, which I think is really strange because he's been doing really good work after that injury in stage five, doing actually great work, looking good. And there's a rest day tomorrow. So why would he drop out? Why would you just decide to stop? So I don't know what's going on there. You also had some sort of team drama going on, I think, with Wout van Aert today. There was an early breakaway, which is pretty expected in these Massif Central races. And you saw a three-man breakaway go after about 10 kilometers. Now, three riders in a breakaway is certainly not enough to stay away the whole race. And you had Niels Pollitt of Germany, the national champion, and Mikel Honoré of the Quick-Step team in that breakaway. And curiously, you had Wout van Aert of the Jumbo-Visma team in that breakaway. Now, why he was in there, I don't know. That's kind of strange to me because you would think that with Roglic out, that there would be all hands on deck wanting to support Jonas Vingegaard, the yellow jersey. So why is Wout van Aert up the road in a three-man breakaway that's not going to make it to the finish line? Doesn't make sense to me. And in fact, the team director drove up to the breakaway in his car and said, hey, van Aert, get back to the peloton, protect your teammate. So that was kind of curious. I think there might be some internal drama going on Jumbo-Visma. I'm not sure, but there's some kind of signs of it. So that's kind of like the team situation, is that Pogacar's team has been losing some riders, but now you see Jumbo-Visma with Roglic out. It's looking kind of a little more neck and neck coming into the rest day and then the first day in the Pyrenees after this. But really the big drama of the day while this breakaway was out there was that there was a protest, climate change protest, and about a kilometer or two later, there was a crash in the pack. So I believe it, in my opinion, was caused really by the protesters, which is really unfortunate. And so you had Jumbo-Visma really have a tough day today. They had one of their best domestique riders, Steven Kruijswijk, hit the deck really hard, broke his collarbone, and he is really good in the mountains. So now Jumbo-Visma has a mountain domestique basically out of the Tour. So that's very unfortunate. And if that wasn't enough bad news for Jumbo-Visma, a couple kilometers later, Thijs Benoot also crashes, followed by, right on his wheel, Jonas Vingegaard, the leader, yellow jersey. Both of these guys crash, and this is right before the final climb with about 50k to go, and this is really dangerous because there could be gaps opening up, and so Vingegaard and Benoot have to chase really hard to get basically not just to the peloton, but to the front of the peloton. So, some drama going on there. They do make it back to the peloton. Vingegaard apparently is got a little bit of road rash, but not hurt badly. Benoit, we'll see what happens. He looks like he's okay as well. But one of their big leaders in the mountains, Kruijswijk, is out of the Tour. Very unfortunate. And as I mentioned, Roglic is also out of the Tour. So, Jumbo-Visma not looking too good coming into the Pyrenees. Let me get back to the race here. Like I mentioned, 50k to go, we got this climb. At this point, the three-man breakaway gets caught. another two-man breakaway of two French riders pops away at the very, very top of the climb. And these guys get about 30 seconds going downhill into the finish line in Carcassonne. And that's looking a little dangerous. You got two guys in here, Benjamin Thomas of the Cofidis team and Alexis Gogar of the AG2R team, are both track specialists, especially in the pursuit. So they've got some skills of staying away against a peloton. But here's the thing that happened was that the peloton caught one of the riders, Benjamin Thomas, gets absorbed. And then with about 500 meters to go, Alexis Gogar of the AG2R team gets caught. 500 meters to go. So sad. You watch it on TV. Here's a Frenchman who wants to get a win for France, get a win for his team, and he gets caught with 500 meters to go. What you have going on behind that is Trek Segafredo is doing a big lead out for Mads Pedersen, who won the other day. They want him to win again. Unfortunately, they were not able to do that. So you had Jasper Philipsen of the Alpecin team win today ahead of Mads Pedersen of Trek Segafredo, followed by Wout van Aert, third place. And this was Jasper Philipsen and Alpecin's first Tour de France stage win this year. Jasper Philipsen's first stage win ever. He was really, really excited. He's been coming close, getting like seconds and thirds and fifths and things like this. So big day for him. But like I mentioned, the big news is that the team drama on Jumbo-Visma, is there some cohesion problems internally? They've lost two riders in just today, one to crash and one to this previous injury. So coming into the rest day tomorrow, the riders have a well-deserved rest, and then they'll be hitting the Pyrenees on Tuesday for the first stage in those mountains. And so the overall really hasn't changed. We have Jonas Vingegaard leading, Pogacar 2 minutes 22 seconds back, Geraint Thomas at 2:43 back, Romain Bardet at 3 minutes back, Adam Yates at 4 minutes back, and Nairo Quintana, the Colombian, at 4:15 back. So let me just comment on some of these riders in the top six here. You have Jonas Vingegaard, who got second in the Tour de France last year. You have Pogacar, who's won the last 2 years. You have Geraint Thomas, who has won the Tour de France before in 2018, a little bit ago, but still a contender. And he's not too far behind in third place. Then you also have Adam Yates, teammate of Geraint Thomas and the Ineos team, at 4 minutes back. And he got fourth place in the Tour de France a couple years back. Then you also have Romain Bardet, who's in fourth place, got second in the Tour de France, and Nairo Quintana getting a little bit old, long in the tooth. He got second place in the Tour de France twice, also won the Giro d'Italia and also won the Vuelta a España. So some contenders there in the top six. At this point, Ineos is really looking like the strongest team in terms of numbers and riders and good luck coming into the Tour so far. Jumbo-Visma having some bad luck. So we'll see what happens in the next couple days, a rest day tomorrow, and tune in again on Tuesday for the first stage in the Pyrenees.